1, 2, 3, Radio for Kids!
Hi, welcome back to our last episodes of Radio for Kids for the 2026 season. I'm Callie, your Radio for Kids host. Last time on Radio for Kids, we learned that good citizens are courageous or brave. This time, we will learn how good citizens are trustworthy. Being trustworthy means people can count on you to do the right thing. Do you remember hearing the story of Daniel in the lion's den? In our last episode of Radio for Kids, the Bell family are talking about this story now. What does Daniel's story have to do with being trustworthy? Let's listen and find out.
We are the Bell family.
I'm Mom.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Nora.
I'm Grace.
I'm Miles.
I'm Benji.
I'm Dad.
The list of the many ways we can become good citizens has grown. Being loving, helpful, generous, respectful, empathetic, honest, welcoming, patient, responsible, and courageous. Wow, that's a lot to keep us busy. Today, my family is adding one more, trustworthiness. Listen to see what you can learn from our conversation.
We saw lions on our field trip to the zoo today. They were kind of sleepy, but I was thinking about how big and strong they are. I can't imagine how Daniel dared to step into a den of them.
How did Daniel end up in the lion's den? Again, I forgot.
Daniel was an old man when it happened. He was honest, responsible, and trustworthy. That made some men jealous of him, and they wanted to have him removed from his job.
Wasn't King Darius in power at that time? I read that they tricked him into passing a 30-day law that said anyone who prayed to another god or man other than the king would be thrown into the lion's den.
Yes, and Daniel knew about the law, but he stayed true to what was right. He continued to pray to God. He didn't change his behavior just to please people.
And those jealous men told the king. King Darius loved Daniel and tried to save him, but the law couldn't be canceled. At sundown, they threw Daniel into the den of lions.
The king could not eat or sleep all night. At dawn, he ran to the lion's den and asked Daniel if his God had protected him. Daniel replied, "My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight." Daniel 6:22.
The Bible says the king was happy that Daniel had survived. He was happy God had sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth.
Daniel knew it was wrong to pray to false gods. It takes courage to be trustworthy and do the right thing. I don't think I'd have that much courage. I wonder if I could be trustworthy.
But if you want to be trustworthy and want people to count on you, you need to work on getting the courage to do the right things.
The Bible says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much," Luke 16:10. When you are young, you can start with little things, and when you get older, it will be bigger things. Trustworthiness is shown in both big and small actions.
It's a way to build strong relationships with people around you. It also shows others the faith and love you carry in your heart.
Trustworthiness is kind of like rolling all the things we have learned about citizenship into one. We want to be loving, helpful, generous, respectful, empathetic, honest, welcoming, patient, responsible, and courageous. And then people will also see we are trustworthy.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it? It's good to have things to work on, but none of us will ever be perfect citizens. That's why we need God's forgiveness. He knew none of us would be perfect, so he sent Jesus to die for our many sins. We can be happy citizens on this earth, knowing we are also citizens of heaven.
We hope our family has taught you a lot about the characteristics of good citizenship in these broadcasts. Thank you for listening to our family discussions.
Shepherd gently guides me, knows my
We just heard Song of Zion 452, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb, from our LLC album Children Sing of Their Friend 2. Before that, the Bell family discussed how good citizens are trustworthy. When we are trustworthy, people can count on us to do the right thing. The Bell family talked about the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel was trustworthy because he was honest and responsible. But Daniel also stayed true to what was right and prayed only to God. Another trustworthy person from the Bible was Joseph. Joseph was given many important jobs because he could be trusted to do the right thing. Joseph also trusted in someone else. The most trustworthy one of all. Can you guess who it is? Let's listen to Noah read Joseph Trusted in God by James Moll to find out. This story is from the March-April 2009 Shepherd's Voice.
Joseph was one of the 12 sons of Jacob. His father loved him. He was a good boy. Joseph had dreams in which God spoke to him. One morning, he told his brothers about a dream he had, where he and his brothers were all tying up grain in the fields. Suddenly, all of the brothers' bundles of grain bowed down to Joseph's bundle. This dream made his brothers angry. "Who does he think he is?" they grumbled. Joseph had another dream where the sun, moon, and stars bowed to him. You may also remember that his father Jacob once gave him a beautiful coat colored like a rainbow. This gift made his brothers so jealous that they wanted to kill him. Instead, they sold him as a slave, and he was taken to the far land of Egypt. In Egypt, Joseph kept his faith in God. He was a good worker, honest and trustworthy. His owners, or master, made him the head of the household, which was an important job. The master's wife tempted Joseph and wanted him to commit sin. But Joseph said, "How can I do this great sin against God?" The master's wife lied to her husband, telling him that Joseph had sinned because he refused to fall into sin. When he was tempted, he was put into prison. But God was with Joseph. He gave him mercy and showed kindness and gave him favor in sight of the keeper of the prison. God watched over him and gave him strength and wisdom. Even while Joseph was in prison, God blessed him. Joseph helped a baker and a butler to understand their dreams. 2 years later, King Pharaoh called him to explain some strange dreams he had. No one in his kingdom could explain what the dreams meant. Joseph said, "God has showed Pharaoh what he is to do." Because Joseph was able to explain the dreams and tell what was to happen, the king put him as ruler of the land of Egypt. Through all of his difficulties, God helped Joseph to stand in faith. God had a plan for Joseph. Joseph later saved his family from starving and forgave his brothers. Joseph's brothers thought he would hate them, but Joseph told them not to fear. "I am in the place of God," he asked them. "You thought evil against me, but God meant it for good." Joseph had a loving and forgiving heart.
We just heard Noah read Joseph Trusted in God from the March-April 2009 Shepherd's Voice. Joseph was trustworthy because he could be counted on to do the right thing. Because of this, Joseph was given many responsibilities. Joseph also trusted that God would take care of him even during hard times. God is the most trustworthy one of all. He never breaks his promise. Can you think of someone you know who is trustworthy? Someone who will take care of things and do the right thing? In our next story, Annie and Beth are trustworthy when their mom goes to have a new baby. See if you can figure out how while you listen to Benji read this story. Mom's Helpers Take Charge. The story is adapted from one written by Dorothy Simonson in the August-September 1999 Shepherd's Voice.
Andy and Beth were busy doing their homework when they heard their mom calling. They hurried downstairs. "Hi, Mom, what can we do?" Beth asked. Mother was sitting in her chair, looking rather tired. She was happy the kids came right away. "Can you two take care of your little brothers and help Dad with the work while I'm in the hospital?" she asked. The siblings looked at each other, feeling quite grown up. "Sure we can," said Andy. "We can do it," Beth agreed. Mother felt happy that she could rely on her children. "We'll put Carl and Daniel to bed for you right away," Andy said. Beth and Andy were busy all evening, and soon it was time for everyone to go to sleep. Andy woke up, the beeping alarm chasing any last thoughts of sleep. The house seemed quiet and empty. "Mom, are you awake?" called Andy. There was no answer. He quickly woke Beth, and they hurried downstairs. They found a note on the table saying Dad had taken Mom to the hospital. Just then the phone rang. "You have a new baby sister. Her name is Jane," Dad said. Beth and Andy went to tell the news to the little boys. Everyone was excited. They made breakfast and were busy cleaning all day. They even baked a cake. The next afternoon, Andy, Beth, and their brothers watched as Mom and Dad came up the walk, Dad carrying a little bundle. "God's peace, Mom. We're so glad that you're home with our new baby sister," said Andy. "You kids did a wonderful job. I'm so pleased that I had such good helpers," Mom said, giving them each a big hug. "Thank you, Andy and Beth."
We just heard Song of Zion 450, Little Children Sing for Jesus, from the LLC album Care for Us, O God of Grace. Before that, we heard Benji read Mom's Helpers Take Charge from the August-September 1999 Shepherd's Voice. In the story, Annie and Beth take care of their younger siblings while Mom and Dad go to the hospital having a new baby. Mom and Dad were glad they could count on their kids to help while they were gone. Now it's time to hear from our Radio for Kids reporter, Anya. Let's listen as she interviews Jada and Heather about their family.
Hi, I'm Anya, and today we will be learning about my guests, Jada and Heather. Tell us about your family. Who is in your family?
In my family, there's 17 people, and I'll list them all. Krissa, Hans, Zach, Martha, Kyle, Gloria, Curtis, Brad, Nate, Nick, Adam, Carmen, Luke, Zane, Jada, Trent, and Heather.
What do you like to do with your family?
I like to go on hikes with my family and play games. I like to go on hikes.
What do you love about your family?
I love about our family that we all have each other to play with and that we have a bunch of people in our family.
Thanks for joining us today.
We just heard Song of Zion 4:23, O Lord of all creation, from the LLC album, Lord Bless This Home. Before that, Radio for Kids reporter Anya interviewed
Jada and Heather about their family.
This is our last episode of Radio for Kids for the 2026 season. I am Callie, and I have enjoyed being your host for this season. We hope you had fun learning about being a good citizen with us. See you next year on Radio for Kids. Bye.
Radio for Kids. Radio.